You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball.
One ball!
The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls.
He shoots, he scores, goal.
Scoring the goals.
He shoots, he scores,
scoring the goals.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to William Hill's Football League podcast. Looking ahead to the televised games coming up this weekend. My name's John Gibby. Soon we'll be hearing Pete Farris go through all the games in the Championship and Gav Puszulowski on League One, Al Ross on League Two as well. But first up, to look at some of the televised games taking place, in fact, all of the televised games taking place this weekend in the Championship, Pete joins me on the line. Hello, Pete, how are you?
Hello, John. Hello, everyone. I am now 30, which means I'm old and decrepit and just, it's over. It's just over for me.
Does you feel different now you're 30, Pete?
I feel sadder, but it's only been 24 hours now, so I don't know what the real ramifications of this will be, but I'm feeling grim.
Did you have an enjoyable birthday?
I did. I went to London and ate at the Shard, which is quite high up.
Wow.
And incredibly overpriced.
That sounds like a great experience.
It was good. Actually, very quickly, I know we're meant to be talking betting here, John, but there's a weird like urinal where it kind of...
Right, this took a very quick weird turn.
You did, but you're overlooking London while you're doing your business, and it's a really weirdly satisfying experience. Anyway, done with that.
Right, moving straight along to the first of this weekend's televised games, and that's the game coming up on Friday night between Norwich and Brighton. Norwich currently 6-4 in this one. The draw is 21-10. Brighton 19-10. We've got some enhanced odds on this one as well. Cameron Jerome to score in a Norwich win was 12-5, now 3-1. And Anthony Knockhart to score in Brighton to win 16-5 was the original price, now 4-1. Now, Pete, when this game was picked for television coverage, they were maybe hoping for a slightly more climactic end to the season for these two teams than has come to pass, but it should be an entertaining 90 minutes nonetheless.
It should be decent, yeah. You're absolutely right, John. I'm not entirely sure how much I'd want to back Brighton here, which seems weird because they've had things, quote-unquote, sewn up for a little while, but now it's official. You know, I don't know if anyone saw the pictures on Twitter, the videos on Twitter of them popping champagne corks in the quiet carriage of a coach, you know, going crazy. That does take so much steam out of you. It really does. I've seen it myself before with teams I've covered when they've got promoted, and it really is difficult maybe to pick themselves straight back up and manage to get so comprehensively back on the game. I mean, listen, 19-10 for Brighton to beat anyone in this division is unbelievable. I mean, it's a great price. Let's be absolutely honest here. It's a great price. You're talking about the best team in the league to beat anyone at 19-10. That's a great price. But again, we've got to break it down a bit. Yes, Norwich's form has been 3 losses and 2 wins from the last 5. And admittedly, they hit 3 past Preston at Deepdale, which is impressive. They hit 7 at home against Reading, which is, I think we could also describe it as fairly impressive. But it's their home form that's been so good. Better away form, they're in the mix this season. But their away form has been absolutely abominable. You look at the actual home form, only Fulham have won there in 2017. Leeds, Huddersfield, as I mentioned, Fulham. But then, you know, okay, you get an occasional weird one like Preston. But outside of that, teams don't win at Carrow Road. They just don't. And I was actually impressed. I watched a lot of the game against Preston. And I thought they were actually really fantastically good. I was all over Preston. They were my nap of the week, Preston. But Norwich just outplayed them, outpassed them, outthought them, everything. They out-everythinged them. They were brilliant in that game, Norwich. They really, really were. Overs is obvious here, 13-20 on the over 2.5, over 3.5, 7-4. Both good plays. And even though I wouldn't play the Knockhart enhanced odds there, because I don't think Brighton win, I would always look at Knockhart on television. He loves it on television. His best performance of the season all come on the box. So for me, definitely look at him anytime if you want at 29-20. You could even look at him to score in a Norwich victory as well. And, you know, you've got your Murphy scoring good goals at the moment. Johnny Howson's been playing well. He's threes. Cameron Jerome, obviously, five in the market at 23-20 for Norwich. But ultimately, I mean, you have to look right down the barrel of this and say, as good a price as Brighton are, A, are they going to have the desire? Yes, they can try and win the league, but are they going to have the desire after what was a big party couple of days? And B, can they overturn brilliant Norwich home form? For me, the answer of those is I don't think they can. So therefore, I would actually play Norwich here at 6-4. Although if someone came to me and said, Pete, Brighton are 19-10 at big, I'd go, yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, as you pick up on as well, Norwich aside, they score a lot of goals at Carrow Road. Also a lot of goals in the games they're involved in general, an average of 3.85 goals in their last 14 league games.
Yeah, so we mentioned the over 2.5, which is 13-20. If you want to put that into any kind of overs acca, then I certainly wouldn't shout in your face. I think it's a good play of the overs, and you know, I think Norwich have certainly got a bit to show on telly as well, haven't they? But again, it comes down to, are you a 13-20 player? At which point you might be or you might not be.
Brilliant. Well, Pete, looking at some of the overs-unders markets in that one, the game between Norwich and Brighton, televised game on Friday in the Championship. We move now to the action on Monday, taking place at St James's Park between Newcastle and Preston. Should be an interesting game, this one. Newcastle, a 1-2, long odds on their draw, 11-4. Preston, 13-2. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to back Preston to win at Newcastle, but they do look like a side have been running out of steam over the last few weeks.
Yeah, Preston, I'm such a massive fan of Preston. And again, regular listeners, John, like yourself, will know how much I adore Simon Grayson and the fantastic job he has done at Preston. But they were outplayed and outthought massively, as I've just said, by Norwich. They just could not get into that game at all. Norwich were exceptional from start to finish. And I was sitting watching the game thinking, oh, my nap's falling away. You know those games when you back someone and from the second you start watching it, you go, this is over.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to get a bit of fun for this. I'm not even going to get a run for my money here. This is just, it's just not happening. There's just something entirely empty about whatever I've backed or whoever I've backed. And that's kind of the feeling I got about Preston. Again, they're a brilliant team, but they've lost three games in a row now, conceding three in each of them. So as much as Leeds, 3-0, you know, okay, losing at Leeds isn't horrendous. They're great at Elland Road, but dropping three there, dropping three away at Huddersfield. Again, Huddersfield, brilliant side, but dropping three. And then at home against Norwich, a team who are great at home but can't travel, against Preston, who are brilliant at Deepdale. They're brilliant at Deepdale, and they still shipped three against Norwich. It comes down to, oh, right, well, then how do I back Preston here? At the same time, like you quite rightly said, John, Newcastle are running out of steam. And they're certainly running out of something, because whatever they're doing at the moment is not right. They've fallen at the wrong time of the season, really. I mean, you'd argue that Reading, you know, what, 6 points off them with a game in hand, might half fancy their chances here. And so too, Huddersfield might half fancy their chances, because, listen, losing at Sheffield Wednesday is a bad result. Drawing at home against Leeds is probably not a bad result until you factor in how they did it. What, a 94th-minute Chris Wood equaliser, wasn't it? And for Newcastle against Ipswich beat them and deserved to beat them and deserved to score three goals. So let's just look at these different facts individually. Firstly, Reading conceding a lot of goals, over 2.5 again in this match, 13-20, over 3.5, 7-4. You could, of course, break that down and say, well, look, even if I don't think Newcastle are going to win this, I think they'll score at least twice, maybe three times. So over 1.5 goals for Newcastle is 1-2, over 2.5 goals for Newcastle is 17-10. I found this one really hard because Newcastle are 1-2, but as a 1-2 shot with the form they're in at this time of the season and how poor they looked, so poor against Ipswich. But then Preston have got nothing to play for. They've conceded 9 goals in 3 games. They've lost against good teams. So the question is, are Newcastle playing like one of those good teams? The answer to that is no, but do I want to back them to do something here? Possibly so. It is such a tough game, this one. I think Newcastle win it. That's the resolve I came to. I felt that Newcastle would win it. The enhanced odds of Richie and Newcastle is not bad at all, up from 13-8 to 2-1. The overs, definitely. The both teams to score, by the way, absolutely definitely, at 4-5. This is one definitely for the over 1.5 acres that I know people put together, and that I certainly do. But I came down to the conclusion of, if Preston are conceding the way they're conceding, Newcastle will get chances, and therefore I think they may be able to take them. But if you said to me, Pete, would you include this 1-2 on an Acca, I'd probably say no.
In that voice?
Yeah, in that weird, unpleasant, kind of uncomfortable, no.
No.
No. Robot says no.
No, absolutely not. Newcastle 1-2 for Pete, but you're interested in some of those overs unders markets.
Yeah, so. I think they'll win it. I just 1-2. I mean, the thing is as well, because I was thinking, well, what about like a Preston +2 or something? But then when your team is conceding 3 all over the place, you can't do that. And it would have only landed the +2 in one of those 3 recent losses. So a tough game, a really really tough game. But I just cuddle Newcastle a little bit. 1-2, though, is not the kind of thing you'd love to cuddle.
Well, a tough game there for Pete, trying to find what to cuddle in that match. Newcastle v Preston, televised game of the Championship coming up on Monday. Pete, thanks very much for your thoughts on that. We'll hear what you think about the rest of the games in the Championship very, very shortly. Gav Pushilovsky on League One to come, as well as Al Ross, and get his thoughts on the action in League Two.
Let's start then with Brentford against QPR, and a poor run of form, 5 back-to-back losses, has seen QPR maybe a tiny bit more worried for their future than they were a couple of weeks ago. It is unlikely, 6 points between Blackburn, of course, the highest team in the relegation zone, 6 points between Blackburn and QPR with 9 left to play for, probably shouldn't worry them too badly, but there's maybe a bit of nerves at QPR until they finally get the extra 2 or 3 points that they're going to need to guarantee, well, safety, if you will. For Brentford, well, not an awful lot going on for them, really. They've kind of had a finished season for some time, but the home form all season is superb. And that's why 11-10 here, for me, looks absolutely brilliant. They've won 4 of the last 6. Losing to Huddersfield and Wolves in that time is no great shame. They drew 3-3 with Brighton, but hit 4 past Rotherham, won 2-0, 2-0 and 4-0 as well in their last 3 home games. For QPR, well, they've not been losing horribly, by a goal at Derby, by a goal at Villa, by a goal at home against Brighton, by a goal away at Bristol City, and by a goal, of course, against Sheffield Wednesday on Easter Monday. So, should we look at by a goal? Brentford -1, QPR +1, 3-1 for this game. Looks really, really good. So does Lasse Weber as well. Yes, a lot of the money quite rightly recently has been going with Hutter, but Lasse Weber has been in incredible form. 8 goals in 10 games, and he's been scoring as well at home predominantly. Hit in the win against Bristol City, hit in the win against Leeds, and hit twice in that comprehensive victory over Derby. There are some bets sometimes where you kind of need a bit more explaining, but I think this one's quite obvious. QPR's form terrible, Brentford very good at home. Lasse Weber anytime at 10-11, Brentford by a goal at 3-1, Brentford are odds against. That for me, folks, is a cracking bet. Rotherham host Ipswich with their fate having been sealed a long old time ago. Just 4 wins this season for the Rotherham United will see them relegated with, at the moment, a maximum amount of points of just 27. It has been an absolute horror show from the Millers this term. And you wouldn't back them here either. 4 losses from 5, even the freedom, if you will, of relegation hasn't made them backable. Ipswich, though, a few nice little signs from them of recently. They were superb against Newcastle in a comprehensive 3-1 home victory. They won, of course, away at Burton and battered Wigan too. So they've shown that against good teams and against poor teams, they can rock up and do what needs to be done. So straight off the bat, odds against Ipswich at 11-10 looks mightily, mightily good. And you could argue again there are other ways of playing this. Well, Rotherham, you know, they're losing games, but they're conceding goals, 2 against Reading, 3 against Wigan, 2 against Sheffield Wednesday, 5 against QPR. And I think here, having seen Ipswich hit 3 and I watched that whole game against Newcastle, having been very impressed by Ipswich, you would look at them to score a fair few goals here. And, well, the market I've been playing more and more as the season has gone is team to score over 1.5 match goals. Ipswich in this game to score over 1.5 match goals, 17-20. And while there's nothing wrong with Ipswich and over 2.5 match goals in terms of how they win at 9-5, I'm not quite sure if this is an unders or an overs game. Unders, by the way, not the fav here, 4-6 over 2.5, 11-10 under 2.5 as well. But again, a little bit like the Brentford game, this one seems exceptionally similar. Really, it's a team in very decent, very good nick against a team in very poor, very, very poor nick. And as punters, all we can do is back those bets. All we can do is back those bets. So I will. I'll have Ipswich at 11-10. Where would I have been without Reading this season? I maybe wouldn't have hit the heights of, say, Al Ross on the league podcast, his nap's now absolutely embarrassingly large, but I undoubtedly really would have struggled, I think, to have finished the season in profit in what's been a difficult Championship season. But the traders keep offering me Reading at big prices, and quite frankly, it would be wrong of me not to take them at big prices. This weekend, at the time of recording anyway, Reading in the market at 19-10 away at Nottingham Forest. Forest 6-4, the draw 21-10. Let's just get this clear. Reading have won 5 of their last 6 games, barring that one-off horrendous performance against Norwich. They beat Sheffield Wednesday at Wednesday. They beat Leeds. They beat Blackburn. They won at Villa. They beat Rotherham, having come from behind. They are in great form. And with Newcastle's drop in action, maybe part of Reading thinks, we might be able to put a bit more pressure on here against Newcastle. Don't forget, Newcastle play after Reading. So if Reading pick up 3 points here, just what? There'd be, what, 2 points Newcastle? And, well, 3 points off Newcastle. And they would be putting pressure on. Yeah, the goal difference might be a killer, but if Newcastle lose that game, all of a sudden the second place in this table gets very, very interesting indeed. Now, they also want to try and make sure they manipulate themselves a good draw in the playoffs. And finishing third, of course, enables you the very best draw in the playoffs, the most time off, and, of course, the better home and away leg advantage. So, why would you want to back Forest? Let's look at the other side of this argument. Because I don't know what the other side of this argument is. They failed to score in 3 of their last 4. Admittedly, their home form, 2 wins, a draw and 2 losses from the last 5, is not horrendous. But Forest are still fighting for their lives here. But Reading have still got stuff to play for. I don't understand this price. This price to me seems absolutely crazy. Now, away from home is where the answer comes to that. Because away from home, Reading have lost 3 of their last 5 away from home. They've struggled, in fact, even further back than that. They lost at Huddersfield, lost at Brighton. Oh, wait, hang on a second. Lost at Norwich? Oh, yeah. They've lost in the 3 of the 4 games they have lost in the last 6 to brilliant teams. Norwich are great at home, Preston are great at home, Brighton are great, and Huddersfield are great. When they went to Sheffield Wednesday, they won. Went to Villa, they won. They drew at Ipswich, they beat Birmingham. This price to me is crazy. It is crazy big for Reading this week, and it is, undoubtedly. I almost went drawn over, I almost went plus a goal. Forget all that, screw all that. The best bet in the Championship this week is Reading, and completely nonsensical price to be outsiders here. I could understand to be a 2-1 or there or thereabouts. I cannot. My nap of the week by a country mile is Reading at 19-10. Whatever you're backing, very best of luck.
Just 2 games left of the season, just over a week's worth of action in League One. And here are my 3 favourite shouts for the penultimate weekend of action in League One. Starting with the Blades away at MK Dons. This could be over 2.5 goals and a Blades victory for me as they're marching onwards, desperate to get to 100 points. Many people thinking that Sheffield United might let up now that promotion is secured and then they've won the title and they're going up as champions. But it just makes Sheffield United more determined to finish the season on a high. And they've got a couple of milestones to aim for. They're now smashing the record for the most amount of victories in a season for the Sheffield United side. They broke the record now with 28. They're looking for 29 and number 30. And also, they are looking for the biggest tally of points ever for the Sheffield United side. If they win their 2 remaining games, 100 points for the season. Not bad for the side who started with 1 point from their first 12 all the way back in August. Sheffield United away from home. 3 at Rochdale they scored. 3 at Oxford. 4 at Swindon. 2 at Northampton. And 3 at Port Vale. MK Dons at home, more resilient than they have been. They've only lost 2 of their previous 9 games at home. And when they lose at home, it tends to be 1-0 and 1-0. But I think this is going to be overs on the goal. Sheffield United are going to be backed by 7 10,000 fans plus travelling to MK Dons. They'll want to put on a show. Interestingly, John Fleck for Sheffield United might be suspended in this one because he's picked up a tally of yellow cards, but Sammy Carruthers may be coming in to replace him. And Sammy Carruthers joined Sheffield United from MK Dons in January, and Sammy Carruthers against his former club, 9-2 to score any time, is interesting. But I think the Blades win here, but I think it's overs on the goal. Sheffield United to win and over 2.5 goals, 8-5 is my play. My next bet is overs on the goals between Gillingham and Fleetwood. Gillingham, 3 points for them would pretty much secure them League One safety for next season. A victory for Fleetwood could put them in the top two. Bolton are dropping points left, right and centre. They're away at Port Vale. No guarantee that Bolton get points at Port Vale, even though they are struggling. So Fleetwood have a great opportunity to pile on further pressure for Bolton and also to possibly get into the top two. Fleetwood away from home, if they win this game, it will be 7 victories in 10 away from home. Fleetwood are great on the road at the moment and scoring goals. 3 at Oxford, 2 at Peterborough, 2 at Scunthorpe United, 2 at Sheffield United when they won a couple of months ago. And Gillingham at home haven't kept a clean sheet in their last 9-10 games. So when Gillingham want to win a game of football at home, which they always do, of course, they have to score 2 or 3 to get the job done. Both sides looking for 3 points for very different reasons, and I think that means it's going to be attack-minded at the Priestfield. I like Fleetwood at 6-5, but I think over 2.5 goals at 11-10 cannot be ignored between Gillingham and Fleetwood, and that is my play. My third and final bet, and I will put this up as my nap selection, it's quite simply too big that Oldham are 11-5 to win at home to Rochdale. Oldham's form at home is very good. There's only Bradford who've come here to Boundary Park of old and won. Since then, it is 8 games unbeaten at home for Oldham, and they've won 5 of those 8 games. And they've won their last 2 at home to Fleetwood Town, Bolton Wanderers, and drew at home to Sheffield United. So the last 3 teams to visit Oldham have been the top 3 sides. Sheffield United drew, Fleetwood lost, and Bolton lost to 10-man Oldham as well. And I think 11-5 for Oldham is absolutely perfect against Rochdale. I think it's too big. Rochdale away from home have only won 2 of their last 9 games on the road, away at Chesterfield, who are relegated, and away at a struggling Bury side. And Oldham are better than those sides. Oldham, under John Sheridan, picked up points, scoring goals, and they are safe. They are not going down. So Oldham, they can have fun with this one. And their last game of the season at home, I think they're a big play at 11-5, so I'll have them as my nap selection. My 3 best bets for this weekend: Sheffield United to win at MK Dons and over 2.5 goals at 8-5. Gillingham versus Fleetwood over 2.5 goals at 11-10. And my nap selection, because it's too big, is Oldham at home to Rochdale to win, and they are 11-5 to do so. My ACCA is just over 16-1.
So we're almost done at the top of League 2. Doncaster, Plymouth and Portsmouth are up, though the title is still up for grabs. At the bottom, Orient could be gone this weekend, and realistically Newport or Hartlepool will be going down with them. It's a real pivotal weekend as well. Even Orient, who are awful and have still not been paid for March, may even get something at a Crewe side who are in free fall. Newport County are right down there, but on a great run of form. They are hosting in-form Accrington. Likewise, Cambridge at Portsmouth, Blackpool against Cheltenham. Doncaster can't be trusted at Wickham. There's a lot of very tricky-to-call games. But search hard enough, there is still value to be had. I was in the press box at Middlesbrough earlier this week near the local BBC radio station as the Hartlepool updates were coming in. They are hosting Barnet. It's fair to say the updates from the Hartlepool game sounded particularly bad. These, by the way, officially the 2 worst form teams in the league, and that is largely because Hartlepool last week lost to Orient, and it is fair to say the Hartlepool performance sounded very lacking. 2 teenagers scored against them. Orient had 17 shots to Hartlepool's 8. Now remember just how bad Orient have been recently. I know Barnet have lost 4 in a row, but I'm still going to back them here. Stevenage, Luton, Exeter, Wickham, they lost to them all, but they're big teams, they're tricky ties, and only one of those was lost by more than a goal. As has been mentioned several times this season, Barnet are better away from home, and they're second favourites for this match. And that's just wrong. Hartlepool, 2 points from their last six games. They're against Morecambe and Carlisle, both well out of form, and yet both had more shots on target when they actually met. So 29-20 on Hartlepool, not a chance. Barnet, 15-8. I'm going to go back to a team as well that let us down in last week's Acca, Grimsby 13-8 at home to Yeovil. Now, as I said last week, Russell Slade is back. He is loved there. They've won their previous two, and players are playing to impress the manager. And at this stage of the season, many are playing for new contracts. Away at a Cheltenham side who were fighting for survival, the bet went down. And more importantly, at home, Grimsby are worth a real shot here. Against a Yeovil side who are now safe, having beaten that awful Crewe side last week. And that might just put them on the beach. Or put it another way, Yeovil are roughly the same price in this match, and they've only won three games away from home all season. So which are you going to put your money on? Grimsby 13-8. The standout value this week, though, absolute standout value this week, a reward for getting to the end of the podcast, if you like, Stevenage 7-4. They lost to Morecambe in their last home game, and that was a real shock. They've only got 2 points from the last four away games. That is the reason why their value is so high. It is why they are 7-4. But just look again for a second, particularly at their home form. Yes, they lost to Morecambe last time out, but that makes their home record in 2017 1-8-1. If they're 7-4, though, they must be playing a really good side, right? Nope. Mansfield, a Mansfield side who failed to score in five of their last seven away games. 8 points from their eight games away, and that has been in a really easy looking run of away fixtures too, apart from the game at Doncaster. And I know Stevenage are without Matt Godden, their top scorer, for the rest of this season. Again, that might be why their price is so big. He's got 9 goals in his last 9 home games, that's true. But the quality of service was a large part of that, and 4 of those were penalties. You can make it as complicated as you like, but the simple answer is the price is wrong. 7-4 on Stevenage has got to be the nap. Add in big odds against prices on Barnet at 15-8 and Grimsby at 13-8. Alongside Stevenage at 7-4, you end up with 19.75-1 as this week's treble.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.